Okay, so it's Sunday the 10th of October 2010, and as you can probably gather, I didn't do a audio diary yesterday because we did our Daytona 24 Hours event, so that started at 12 midday yesterday and finished at 12 today. That's why I sound a bit flat and had it, but it didn't feel like there was really even end of the day to make a audio podcast, so I'll just rerun the fun really. Got up yesterday around 6-ish, ready to go to Milton Keynes for 7. Got there at 7:30 for briefings and stuff like that. Then a couple of hours practice, loads of bits and pieces before the race at 12. I started the race and qualified on 3rd on the grid, which wasn't what we wanted, but it was only a 10th of a second from pole, so it was very, very close. And then after the first few laps, we were up to second place, and then after about half an hour, we were leading, and then we were pulling away, which is good. And then throughout the day, we were always within the sort of top three, with our other drivers and stuff in there. At night, really like that, we went out. I went out about, it was gone midnight. I can't remember exactly now, but we had basically our stints or an hour and a half. where we drive until the petrol runs out, but because we had a maintenance stop as well, did half an hour until the maintenance stop, or no, actually it was longer than that. It actually ended up to be around 2 hours 20 minutes, which was knackering, which was really, really bad. I enjoyed it, I loved it at the time, and it wasn't bad when I got out actually, but because it's night time, when you go back to either have rest or something like that, and the chill outside, it was just pretty nasty. So the worst bit was being out of the car, not in it, really. My next stint was scheduled for 6:30 in the morning. Woke up around 3:30, called Elliot and saying why there's no carts running around. There'd been a big accident on the track. Somebody had flown into somebody else and damaged their back. Not big style, but they've gone into observation overnight at the hospital near Milton Keynes, just to make sure they're okay. So they red flagged the race for 45 minutes while they fixed that. It was around 3 in the morning. Then when I got myself ready for my 6:30 shift, around 6 o'clock in the evening, 6 o'clock in the morning, sorry, just got my suit everything on, and then went outside to find it all gone very quiet again. Asked what had happened, and they'd red flagged the race because the timing went down, which is a bit of a situation. So my stint was a lot later, about 8:30. Did a long stint again, really got that going, and was around 5 laps in the lead. So that was really cool. Finished off with Ian Duckfield going round, and then also Michael Coomber, my friend, going round. He finished the race for us. And we won that, which was great. One of the other big highlights was the camping, and there's a attached picture of our little setup, and we had a great time, and the atmosphere with the whole team was really cool, so I'd like to do it again. Right now, ache a bit, just trying to chill out now, watch a bit of TV, and an early night, I think. Anyway, that's it for me, and goodbye now.